Okay, hello, welcome. Today, I'm going to officially call the Town of Heath Select Board meeting to order. Today is Tuesday, July 8th, 2025. So, let's see, change on the meeting's being audio recorded, as always. Items for the agenda, review of the agenda. First of all, Hilma's not here. Nancy's here.
Hi, Nancy.
We're going to make this short and sweet, so not painful to you. Do you have anything there that you had to give us from Hilma or bring up that's not already on the agenda?
Well, that's on that. You have for your information the RFP.
Yeah, we got that.
And Hilma said that you've received all the different things.
Okay. All right. Will, anything?
No.
Elisa?
No, thank you.
I'm going to add transfer station attendant. Other than that, we will get going. So first, we have reviewing the minutes. We will take a look at Town Heath Select Board meeting minutes for Tuesday.
Be the 17th, not the 20th.
What's your actual minutes say?
June 17th. And the calendar says, because I was like, wait, let me check the calendar.
Yeah. So, okay. All right. I said, this isn't right.
Nope. It should be 17.
I was just reading that, going, whoa. Okay. So the 17th. Will, what you got?
Just one thing. 6:14. This is the last paragraph of the first page. These first pages, like, where it starts with 6:14 p.m. The whole hearing is closed. And then it says the board read originally spent deliberating the concerns of reference. I change it to deliberating the concerns of residents.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
It's something. That's all I have.
Elisa.
Can't believe it got by you, Will.
Thrown down on the gauntlet.
All right, so still on the first page, under the 5:10 poll hearing, the second paragraph, we'll go to the third line all the way up to the right of the new beginning of the sentence. It says a total count. There are two C's in count.
Yeah. I was just saying double.
That's what you thought.
That's
what you thought. And that was all that I found.
That's okay. It. That's what I had. So, right. Perfect. Can I have a motion to accept the Town of Heath Select Board meeting minutes for June 17th, 2025 as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Further discussion? All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin. All right.
The fan is really loud.
Yeah, you have to talk.
So is it loud over there?
Speak up.
It is. I turned it down a notch. Can I try turning it down another notch and see if you're still comfortable, or do you want it kept as it is?
Hey, as far as I'm concerned, I'll yell. It's nice.
That might. That one might not. You feel that one down there?
Well, I'm feeling
something. Well, that one's coming pretty good too.
Across one ear.
All right, so we just have to speak really loud.
And Will, if you could maybe move your computer a little bit, because you're exactly.
All right,
yeah, it's projecting you backwards. Thank you.
And it's hard for me to hear, so.
Okay.
Public comment, other than everybody speak up. Barbara? Nothing tonight? Okay, there's no public comment.
I actually have one, if I may.
Sure.
That was verbalized to me. A resident was so appreciative of the new street signs in their area of Heath. It's where Burrington and South Road are, and the street signs were never right, and people were always getting lost. And I saw this resident the other day, and she says, "Who do I thank? Who do I tell?" I said, "You can tell me, and then I will tell the select board and who all is listening, that how much she appreciates the new signs, and they're really lovely.
They're great.
Helpful.
It'll be great when they get done. It'll be wonderful.
So that was that.
Yay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, we'll go right into other business. Salt shed update. We do not have a salt shed right now.
Yay! Sand pile.
Yay! No salt shed.
Oh.
No EOC.
Oh.
No, it's crazy.
Clean
Which
slate.
Looks great when that with that gone.
Oh yeah.
Well, perfect.
It was so funny when I said, "Oh, I'm gonna run up and go look."
Yeah.
So the videos came in from Hilma.
Yeah, it went well. They're up there working on leveling, bringing in fill, getting ready to work on filling up, raising up the grade for the new unit building. I don't know when they're going to be done yet. I'm waiting for some type of a schedule so I can reach out to Iron Horse to find out what their schedule could look like. I sent out to you guys some emails about conversations I've been having about the design of the base to try to discourage salts from entering the ground as much as possible. And I think the last one that I sent you from Iron Horse is really what kind of wrapped it up in a nice bow to me.
Mm-hmm.
And is, I think, the most effective approach of trying to have the blacktop, which we had already talked about putting the base coat down prior to the blocks at one point in time. So, I mean, in their scenario, it's basically base coat of blacktop goes down, extending it out past the walls of the building to create, have a little bit of like a refuge area around the whole thing. Whether that's 3 or 4 feet left to be determined based on the layout. So if this is the route we go, my recommendation is that we let the guys continue with the site prep. And when it's really level and clean and the fill's brought in, we'll know how much space we actually have up there to know how big of a pad we can actually pour past the size of the building. And then the next step, as far as Iron Horse would be concerned, is they come in with their blocks. They put a butyl strip under the blocks to help any type of fluids from escaping or coming in. It's just under the blocks. It's a sealant.
Membrane?
It's like a sealant.
A sealant.
Yeah.
Sometimes we've used the word membrane, I think.
Yeah.
I saw it.
That's something totally different. If
okay.
we were to use like a waterproof membrane, that's so I was going to get to that after.
Okay. I apologize.
So that butyl, that was part of our original plan with Iron Horse, and that's what was going in between the blocks anyways to help with transfer of moisture, you know, through the gaps between the blocks. So in their scenario, that would they'd set the blocks down on the butyl, and then when it's all said and done, the blacktop would come back and put another. Iron Horse actually put another, set another 4 inches. I don't know if we need 4 inches. I think that might be something that we discuss with the blacktopper. And then be done with it. So the idea of the waterproof membrane that we talked about at our meeting and been brought up by a couple other people, I guess there's some miscommunication. Tyson was thinking that the membrane would go in between the blacktop coats, and that's not what would happen at all. That would be not recommended. We would not do that. If it were going to go down, it would go
under
all of the blacktop.
Okay.
And if you read in that email, I don't think that Iron Horse loved that idea for concern of whether any type of moisture could seep if it's not seeping, so it's not coming up. Is it going to push it to the outside and then let it kind of leak in on the sides?
Mm-hmm.
You know, waters are going to do what they're going to do, and salts are going to do what they're going to do, and there's nothing we can do to prevent everything. We just have to do the best we can. I think that Iron Horse raises a good point, and we just have to decide whether we want to look at a waterproof membrane on top of all of the other precautions. We are raising the grade quite a bit, so that is going to make a big difference. We're not going to have waters short of a deluge coming down off the hill. We're not going to have the waters that we used to have come down, cascade over the earth that was never cleaned up, and just go right into the salt chip. That's not going to happen anymore.
Salt absorbs moisture.
Yes.
You take salt pills, seaside, salt, what you put rice in. So it's kind of, you've got things going in all different directions. You have moisture uptake, but you have moisture going in theoretically as well. So
Possibly.
Not. Yeah,
we don't really know. But so we have a little bit of time to think about it. I just got that information out to you. I think allowing the contractor to finish the work that's there now, like I said, get our spot, see how big of a pad we actually have, and see what the earth looks like, and then maybe have a site meeting up there and have a conversation about it.
So if I'm understanding this right, you have asphalt going underneath the concrete blocks.
That's what Iron Horse is recommending. Who's done this all the time? I know.
It does.
I know. That's what I said too.
That's a scary thing. So this starts doing this again. Or moving, the blocks start moving.
Well, yeah. I mean, like I said, I've done my homework. I've sent it out. We all have to look at it and and really make a final decision.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe a Debbie Downer here.
No, we can choose to not listen to that.
Choose not to listen to the people that do this for a living?
Yeah, that's...
Is that
that's,
what we're saying?
That's when you put it that way, it makes it a little tougher.
Well, that is the reality of what
it is. Reality, but look, you guys know enough to ask the questions.
Yeah.
Ask the questions and let's get answers until you're satisfied.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not just saying blind trust. I'm saying let's...
Yeah.
Concerns. I think that I've said from day one to not put the blocks on the blacktop.
Right.
I'm not saying that I know everything though, so I find it hard to say that out loud. But
on the other hand, you've been doing building your whole life.
But I have not done. You know, there are many, many of these projects where they come in and set these up on blacktop. Every place. So, I'm going to keep doing my homework and keep asking questions and getting feedback, and we'll have to make a decision probably by the next meeting.
Okay.
You know?
And, but by then,
because
the site will have been prepped.
Yeah.
You'll be able to eyeball it.
Right.
And
make a real good decision. And, I mean, either one of these, there are additional costs. We don't have a membrane figured, and we don't have two setups of blacktop figured, so just keep that in mind. Hopefully, but I was hoping this afternoon, until I found out home was going home, to have a conversation with her about some dollars and cents about where we stand with the project and where the monies are coming from, but that didn't get to happen. So I'm going to try to have that done, you know, over the next week. I'll be able to pull out, have her update where the costs are, and really see where our numbers are. It's definitely going to take a hit in the Chapter 90, but we knew that.
Yep.
So
we planned on that.
Yeah.
Well, next time, I'm just my own thing for a whole event, I guess. I'll go back to Monica when I'm in the region and see what their structure and sales are.
Yeah,
so I have
what
photographs, and I can look at those, but I don't remember that.
If they're sitting, what they're sitting on.
It's a similar size. It's
And you said Montague then?
Montague, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a little field trip there.
Right, I remember when you guys were like looking at different hoop structures just to see.
Right.
That would be a good idea.
That. So that would be great.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Just to get a little.
Barbara?
I can't hear Will at all, which means he's not going to show up on the recording at all. I can't understand anything you're saying.
Well, that's your video.
Video. Do your best, Will.
Hey, I'm just calling Mumbles Morton.
Do your best. All right, what else with the salt shed? No, Tyson's been working with Paul Mary Electric for all the disconnects that have to happen. Matt, going into Sawyer Hall generator, Matt just sent this afternoon, that's what I just forwarded to you guys, and I haven't even had a chance to look at it. The newest proposal for the generator at the upsized generator for Sawyer Hall, should we want to go that route. And he is also putting together a full quote for all of the stuff, quote unquote, that Tyson needs done at the highway department salt shed as part of this project, including a new generator. So I kind of had to rattle Matt a little bit to get those numbers. So those hopefully we'll have for the next meeting also. That's gonna be a big, quite a bit, because Tyson and he, I went there when they were meeting, and they really talked about taking this opportunity to fully correct all of the electrical items that are kind of there between having two different services that come in, having two different generators, having panels feed different generators, having lack of lighting being off of certain power supply versus, it's kind of a mess.
Right.
So, Matt's putting together a proposal for all of that, and we're gonna have to just take a look at it and see whether it's something we wanna try to bite off as part of this project, or if we need to scale back. But it does include condensing to one larger generator, and that was one of the things that I talked about a while ago. So that proposal's still coming. He said he'd have it by the end of this week.
Okay.
So as soon as it shows up, I'll send it to people so they can start looking at it. So the difference between the proposal we had before from Paul Mary and the one we just received, and I know no one's had a chance to look at it, but I did call him to briefly get it, just kind of like a rundown. This is upsized from the 14, so, I mean from the 12, excuse, or yeah, 12, did we have 12 before, or what was it before? 14 kW?
Well, so he's talking about a 20
kW. Yeah, yes, it's upsized. Originally he priced the 14, this goes up to the 20.
And with the 20, and wait, this is just for Sawyer?
This is just Sawyer Hall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Does that say on here that this is just for Sawyer Hall?
Yeah. And so he went into the building with Tyson on the day he visited, and then so the 100 amp load center transfer switch, that needs to be new. We need to have that be new. And this new feeder cable from the transfer switch to the generator, that needs to be new, as well as the communication cable, the cable that talks between the transfer switch and the generator. What's there is not to code any longer. So all of that needs to be replaced. On top of providing the cooler generator, this has got the concrete slab. So this is the whole thing other than that propane reconnect. But that was being talked about as part of the switchover to George propane. So I still need to connect with Hilma on this to ask the cost of that too. And then if this wants to talk, if we want to be able to use OnQ, which is their communication. OnQ I think is free of charge from Kohler, but we'd have to pull an internet line to this to get OnQ to work.
So that's the remote?
Yeah, so that you can monitor all that kind of stuff. So there's probably, because he does not have that in here, so there's probably another $800,000 on top of this. So this is the full package of everything that needs to get done for that generator, for there to be a Kohler, upsized Kohler generator there.
And if you read the bottom of this quote,
So that was a carryover from the first one, because we had asked him originally to give him a price for one, or like, what if we had the same size at every building? But that, we shouldn't be looking at that right now, because we're going to be getting a new price for a larger one at the highway department.
That was going to be my question. Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah,
so
I would ignore that. I mean, if we tried to do this one at, say, Community Hall at the same time, we'd probably get a deduct.
Right.
But, and if we do this one and the one for the highway department, we'll probably get a discount.
Yeah.
At the same time. But we're going to have to now figure out where that money's coming from. And I didn't know the number, so I hadn't had a chance to figure that out yet.
So is this,
in a nutshell, I'm still going to do that homework for you.
Is this 20, is it kilowatt? Is that
yeah.
KW, whatever. Is that overkill for Sawyer Hall?
Well.
Do we need to go this big? But if we think about Sawyer Hall, and if we're getting more tenants in, and there's going to be more electrical draw, I mean, will it power the entire
building? Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, internet.
He did this based on the fact that we got the price from, what's their name for the generator only?
I suspect
Kinsley.
That in Sawyer Hall, people started adding the window air conditioners.
That would really draw.
Yeah, not just one, but that, you know, every space had them. Yeah.
I mean, we're basically looking at $2,300 more
for this larger generator.
Yeah.
Okay.
So go ahead and take a look at that. Yeah. Give me time to figure out where we can find the money now, because we're into a new year, fiscal year, and I don't know that yet. But I'll try to figure it out.
You must have quite a tree in your backyard.
If anybody can do it, you can.
I'm gonna now start looking at the accounts. We'll get to that. I'll wait. Firehouse doors. Yeah, another one that I'd like to know where I can find the money for. So Tyson, I had Tyson get some pricing. He got pricing from two different folks, Divine and Door Systems of East Hampton, which was Raynor Doors. Pretty much the pricing is even, pretty close between the two. Divine is the group that comes up here a lot to service the doors. And I think he called one other, but he hasn't heard back from anyone. So at least he's done his due diligence. And we had asked him to price out all of the highway garage doors plus the fire department doors. Total price for all the doors, roughly $30,000, with three new operators for the highway garage. The operators for the fire department are not in this, and I forgot to ask Tyson if part of the issue in the fire department bays is the height of the bays are not high enough to have a standard overhead door operator, and those are on the sides over there.
Yes.
I don't know from the last time whether Divine said that those could still be reused or if they need to be replaced. So I got to follow up on that. So if we really wanted to do a full project, we're probably looking at more like $35,000. It's going to be my guess. And until we replace them, we're just going to have to keep repairing them. They're all, none of them are any good. They've all been hit. They've all been, you know, banged up over the years. They've been fixed a million times. We just had a problem with one of them where the fire department side. And that's where we're at. Where's $30,000 to $35,000 coming from? No clue. That one I got no clue. So that's the homework.
Is that Chapter 90 eligible?
I don't think so, because it just falls into maintenance, but
okay.
We could look.
And then what about it right here?
possibly grant of some sort.
Yeah, that's really the two pieces short of if we have an STM for something else, taking it to the voters. And it's not a big ticket item in the big picture of the world, but for us, we don't have an extra $30,000. So. So we don't still know, right, how that land auction money is going to make it back into the coffers, whether it's going to have to go through a season and come back as free cash. But I did ask Dave to check on that.
Okay.
As part of our meeting that we had.
And
so
Will got that information.
We've now learned that the money we raised,
yes,
when we sold off the properties, we can use now.
Good.
100?
100,000.
Basically 100,000. We just don't know how we get to use it yet. And we're doing our homework on that. Because we obtained that money prior to the change. Something like that, right? The new regulations.
Yeah, that sounds familiar when Chris was talking about
Yeah,
it.
Something like that. I don't understand the whole thing. But we are going to be able to use it. At some point, well, they're going to the general fund. Yeah. So I'll keep looking. I'll get these scanned and sent over to you guys so you have them, the overhead door quotes.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I didn't see
these. Yeah, no, Tyson gave me, I just didn't get a chance to scan them yet. So I'll do that. And I don't know.
Okay.
We'll add it to part of the conversation that we'll have. After I've done more searching for money and see.
Does Nick have any ideas about the fire department?
I'm going to reach out to him and see if there's any way he can for at least, because that would at least cut it, you know, in half. Let's just say in half. It's not quite equal, but it's pretty close.
And I don't want to speak to Fire Association.
Well,
that was hard-earned money, though, through fundraising itself.
Fundraising, but
right.
But you know, I don't know.
It'd be like 12 to 15,000.
But it is a possible source.
It sure is. I can't say anything about it because I'm not in the association. But that's the point of the. I assume or used to understand the association raised money to try to offset some of the costs that the taxpayers would have to face. So I will follow up with Nick also.
I think he's dropped my flag, so I can see that.
Okay, and I'll send it to, well, who's your chair now?
At the fire station?
Yeah.
Nick, and I'm the vice chair.
Oh, okay.
So who's the chair?
Nick.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well. So we'll send it along. I do, first I'm gonna find out about the operators for those fire doors. All right, generator, overhead doors. So what else on my list?
Your list just grows by the second.
And it does grow by the second. Okay, proposals for rental of surplus space in town property. We have one. And a snippet. How's that? So we have one from Jonathan, Hilltown Youth, for the two rooms that they're currently using, and one from.
You mean the snippet?
The snippet is from Karen Freeman, but that's just to share a room. If she could find other people interested, but I don't even know what for.
I didn't know. I was going to ask you if you knew
more. She didn't say.
Oh. Did you talk to her?
No, Hilma did. I asked Hilma what for, and she says, I don't know. It never said. So I got to ask Hilma to reach back out to her and ask what for. Because it's hard to know to get people to share if you don't know the what for.
Right. Or, I mean, I can do that. I have a...
Well, that's what I'm saying. If
I have to talk to Robin. I mean, to Karen myself.
Oh, you do?
Else.
All right. So ask her what for.
Okay.
Because we could ask other people or get the word out, but it's hard to do that without the knowledge.
Yep.
And So we have the one from Hilltown Youth, pretty much what they're doing now, $500 a room, and using the block system. I don't know if either of you are ready to have a conversation really about it. I haven't totally made it through since we just got this yesterday. I know pretty much what's in it because it's pretty much what we're doing anyways right now. So it's not like, it's a thorough proposal. There's no doubt they know how to put together a thorough proposal. Everything is responded to. Every piece of information we could possibly need is in there. We
and
know
more.
That and more. So there's nothing you can, you can't really pick apart any of that. I guess there's a couple questions I had. Should we be interested in offering that space? I do have some questions about the compensation for some of the other spaces. The block rental, I still don't really know how that's gonna work out because I still haven't even gotten the block information for what I'm supposed to be collecting now from Lyra and Helma. So I'm still waiting for that just to see how that's gonna fall out through the months. And, there's really no, one of my first thoughts is if we have to get something, some type of compensation for just the use of the outdoors.
Should we have another block system?
Something. Yeah, there has to be something.
That was
so,
my concern as well.
It's met the mark of the $500 for room for the minimum amount. So how much we can say about that. We know that the entity can get insurance. We know, everything else we know. I 100% have decided that if we do proceed with Jonathan, the communication has to be through the select board, as it has been over the last month or so. It seems to chug along a little smoother. Maybe at some point that break will happen again down the road, but for now, I think in the beginning it has to happen. And I also think one of my feelings that I started thinking about, but I haven't completely finalized that, but as far as the length of the commitment, I really feel that it's still for a year in the beginning, just to make sure that everything is moving forward and whatever the agreement is that we come to. And that I think would be for anybody, for me right now. Because
sure.
I think that anything that's new, you should have a chance to go and look at it. And I think that it's really, really important that we as a select board agree that, 9 months in, we're gonna sit down and we're gonna start having those conversations. So by the time a year has come, we have already moved on to two more years or we've cut bait, So, and I don't care who it is, that's just a feeling I have about kind of anyone, just to make sure that you get your feet in the water and things are working right. So I've started
absolutely
thinking about some things for me personally that I would like to see discussed at some point. We can give this a little bit more time to put it on the agenda for 2 weeks from now.
I would like to do that because I certainly would like Helma's input on this as well. So that's my initial reaction. I've read through it. It's quite honestly, it's a very impressive presentation.
Yeah, great.
Very professional.
Some great recommendations.
Really great recommendations. So it was a very positive read through, but I do have a few questions as you raised about the outdoor use and how we can manage that. And I don't want this to turn into a struggle though when we're trying to collect fees for this and collect fees for that. It's really got to be a built-in system that happens effortlessly and
right.
Not chasing people down,
right.
Regardless who our tenant is. I'm not chasing people down.
Right.
So either they're whoever our tenants are going to be, participating as
partners.
Right.
Understands the importance of paying bills.
Right. So those were my initial thoughts.
And there's some things we could do. I've got to flesh out some thoughts in my head about that.
About making it
effortless.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Like right now, it's the... See, it's not just always one-sided, though. What's today's date again here?
The 8th.
I would have liked to have been presenting him with a bill for the walks. So that's our side that we have to get better on.
Absolutely. So that's information that you're waiting from that really should be coming from the BUC, which I think Lyra is handing that part of it. Because no, but now this is going to turn into a long-term rental so that it actually comes Select Board's responsibility.
Yeah.
So, but we still have to get that information. We need to talk to the person who's handling the calendar and understand the scheduling.
And I think the way it's happening now is that Lyra is handling the calendar, mm-hmm. working on that piece of it, but then Helma is checking it and then bringing that information to me for the billing piece of it to review. So that's, I think I got, that's one of the things I was, if Helma had been here, I would have been saying, where do we stand with that? Because I think she needs to.
So this is a priority. We
get
this.
But so, see, to me, things have to be streamlined.
Yep.
Right. You know, whoever the people are, needs to be done quickly.
Yep.
Quick. Because that's how you do get them. If you're not quick and repetitive on things fall off, and then they get sloppy. Don't get stuff done to them like they should.
And then it leads to frustration.
And I know the holiday fell right after.
Yeah.
So that's.
Yep.
And now.
It ought to be
six.
It ought to be as regular as normal.
Exactly. Whatever day is the best day to pick. I don't care if it's. Cut it off on the. You got to pick a number. Whatever the number is. Or a day, the first Monday, or the last Monday, or the last Wednesday, whatever it is, pick a day to give me the block information, or you know, do the math, get it to, which right now I'm doing it, get it to Robin sends it the next day,
mm-hmm.
with a letter, and mm-hmm. tell him he's got whatever, 3 days, 5 days to write checks for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever we agree on, it just needs to happen that way all the time, because then a pattern forms, and then it will hopefully become easier.
Right, that sounds very logical to
me. I mean, we only have one more month, basically. Because we got the rent payment for this month. We got the rent payment coming for August.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have 3 bills of blocks, because we have June, July, and August. So June should be coming to me now, so I can get that, have it pay that. I mean, to be professional, you'd like to almost have it before the person has to write the check, so they're writing a check, so they're not writing so many multiple checks of little amounts, type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like if you could make your month be end at the beginning of the last week of the month, so the person can write the check.
What about auto pay? Well, I mean, so many companies.
Don't you worry. It's already.
And, yeah.
And looking.
Yep. Because then if the money isn't in the account.
Just happened that one of those recommendations was the perfect letter to have in there.
Yep. Isn't that interesting?
I was like so happy when I saw that. I'm like, at first I went, what? I went, yo! I'm happy to see his recommendation in there because I know where I'm going. I think it's a great thing.
Set it and forget it.
I love it.
And if the money isn't there, the penalty does not become your penalty.
Right. I do my phone that way.
Everything's automatic.
Yeah.
I don't think about it anymore.
Well,
I like to look at my credit cards.
That part I see. Every time something goes through, I see my credit card. So
that makes
you nervous. If you really want to go to town, this would be kind of expensive. You could have card access to the building.
Yeah.
card base so you know when it works.
It cost us so much to have people here. So let's all agree to read through it, write your questions down. I know we just got it. We'll see what happens over the next couple weeks. Elisa's going to check in with Karen.
Yep.
And then we'll follow up in 2 weeks.
Sounds groovy.
Police department hours. I think Hilma just threw that on there because you saw communication between myself and John.
Yep.
Chief John, that started because of my little job to look at the year-end financials. So I noticed that the police department salaries was overdrawn and we hadn't even had the last paycheck yet. So I shot him a note just to ask him what was going on. You saw the response. And so I took it as an opportunity to go down the road of which we'd already spoken about having John commit at some point in time, which I think we should do sooner than later, and as well as Nick, and asking them to make a conscious decision to an effort to keep a log of their time against their activities so that we can really look as a select board and make some decisions about the future of what we want as a town or what we don't want as a town.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to do that is to have the information. We don't have the information. So
that not only would be for the chief, but also for the two other officers.
Correct.
I discussed this as an
advantage review. You mentioned that.
Right.
So that's why I found it to be an awfully good opportunity to put it in writing and send it right back again. That's why I sent it to you guys very quickly so that you would know.
I'm just trying to find it. There it is.
And he hasn't responded to me, so that'll be he's here. It'll be a face-to-face follow-up at some point. But I think, and just to let you know, I did the exact same thing today with Tyson. Because Tyson said something to me that led me into the perfect opportunity to say to him, this, and that's what he was talking about earlier, that way back when he was hired, I had said something that I've wanted for years, this would be my 10th, to know what people are doing, not micromanaging, not down to the minute, but to have an idea of how much time we put in each year into certain activities.
Right.
With the highway department, how much time do we put into road repairs? How much time do we put into transfer station coverage? How much time do we put into truck maintenance and taking care of the building? How much time do we put into roadside mowing? How much time do we put into ditching? How much time do we put into office work? So that we can make legitimate decisions come the budget season about the positions we keep, the positions we add, the changes we make. You can't make these if you don't have the information. So Tyson really understands it. And it's the same thing about the police department. And I'm going to ask Nick about the fire department, his position as fire chief, because it's important for us to know, are we budgeting the right amount of hours? Do we have the right people doing the right work? Do we need to give additional assistance in certain areas? You know, we just don't know that.
Right.
Because it's always met with some type of pushback. Or done for a little while and then falls off the radar. So with the police department, I think it's really important, and like we said before, that we look at that department and make sure that the town's getting what we want from that department. Right.
Really what we need.
And if we're having issues in certain areas that we can't help, that we can't deal with properly, we gotta figure out how to get help on that. If mental health crisis is taking all of our budget, we gotta figure that out. That's not something that we can manage as a town. That's something that we as a select board would have to talk to other towns about. You know, if if there's so much paperwork that you have to be in the office for more hours than what are allotted, we need to know that, you know? And we need to make to start making those, having those conversations about, well, if we don't have enough, because basically John, you saw his answer, they don't, he doesn't have enough time to do everything.
Right.
Well, if you can prove to us that you don't have enough time, then we have to start having a conversation with the town, right, between ourselves, finance committee, bring it to the town. Do we want more time into the police department? Do we want to talk to other towns about merging? We've talked about that, right?
Shared services.
I mean, these are things the only way you can have the proper conversation is to have the proof.
Documentation.
So, right, show it to us.
Yep.
So then, Will, why don't you do a follow-up with him, since now you've seen, you talked to him already, you saw my email, we've been talking about it a handful of times.
Yep.
You know, mentioned to him that I did share the email with both of you, and we're going to have a meeting within the next couple months, and we wanted to start providing some of this information.
Tom, sorry, is Will going to talk to
John?
The Chief John.
Yeah, I'll talk to John.
I will send out an email to Nick too, just so it's, they're all kind of the same.
Right.
And then I'll send you copies of it.
Yeah.
But at least, and then maybe in a couple months, we say, okay, bring them both in one night or whatever at different times and have meetings with them.
Mm-hmm.
And see what we can find out.
Mm-hmm.
I do think still one of the issues we have, and maybe it's justified, is the number of weekend hours we have seems to be very high. Maybe it's justified, maybe we need it, I don't know, I wouldn't know.
The weekends hours that we have as a police department?
Yeah. I only know this from when I see the cruiser, so I can kind of figure out roughly when the hours are. And I think each of us should really be thinking, what do we want out of a police department? What do we think the town really needs and is deserving of having for the money that they're paying?
Mm-hmm.
Of all those different things I listed, right? Emergency calls, patrol hours, vehicle issues, mental health. The mental health piece is, I believe, is a high number here, and that's something we're going to have to deal with, mental health calls. And I think that ties back to that program.
Yeah.
That we might have to do some follow-up on with the crisis clinician.
Protection services, robbery, or whatever.
Yeah.
That we might have.
Yep. Paperwork, how much time is going into paperwork? Training, how much time goes into training? That's a big one, right? Gun licensing versus other paperwork, I'm curious about that. So if you'll have that convo, that'd be great. Thank you. It'll be helpful. What other thoughts you got about it?
I think this is a really, really good start. I keep thinking about how in like elementary schools they'll have students get to be principal for a day. It's like, you know, we can have a shadowing day of the police department, be a police officer for the day, and how interesting that would be to just see what the cases are. That's what I was thinking about when you're looking at.
Well, yeah. Well, no,
it's
interesting.
Along,
yeah,
right?
No, it's very interesting because as soon as I send an email to someone asking for this information, I know the immediate feeling they have, right? Being somebody questioning my ability or questioning
right,
it.
Not what it is.
Put all the backup information about why the information is important to us.
It's educational, so we need to know that we're providing
correct.
What it needs.
Because if we don't have enough time, we need to know that.
And are we supporting our police department properly?
Correct.
We don't know that.
Right.
As part of this conversation, as someone who's newer to this community, which operates very differently than larger municipal communities, I would like to better understand the role of the state police in serving us versus our local police. Because in other communities where I've lived, the local police department does basically everything, and the stateies are out on the highways. And here, I actually see state police more than I see our local police. So, you know, to understand what our expectations are of our local police, I would like to better understand what services are being provided by our state police. You know, what are the roles and how does that work?
Technically, our local police are supposed to be first response, but when they're not available, it immediately goes to the state police. Well, actually, and in some cases it's simultaneously, but the state police ends up taking a lot of calls for all of our towns,
yeah,
of which the state police number of people per shift has decreased dramatically over the years. So the load on them is so much higher than it ever was.
Uh-huh.
And a geography for which they have to cover is so much more than what they did. So to get from 91 to Heath, that's a haul.
Yeah.
But they cover a lot because of the lack of, if there is nobody around to respond. What I don't know, Barbara, and I will try to get a little more information, is the balance between the different towns, because it's not just that we have an agreement, that all the towns have agreement with the Massachusetts State Police, but there's also agreements between all the towns, so
for mutual support,
for mutual coverage, and that was all part of the conversations that happened not too many years ago about when we first started to try to figure out how we could merge the towns. Like, because years ago it used to be, like, say I just take Avery Brook as a road, because Avery Brook's the same whether it's in Charlemont or Heath. But there used to be something that if, like, say you're speeding, and you're speeding in Charlemont, and you're speeding up Avery Brook, and they're following you, the Charlemont police officer's following you, once you crossed into Heath,
they couldn't
go any further.
Right, it's
but
that
that's
way
been
hands,
taken
so.
Care of, and there is this agreement between that you can cross over into each other's towns, cross lines.
If there's mutual aid agreements.
Correct.
And Barbara, actually, there's another level of this too, and that is the county sheriff's department.
Right.
They also have people who road detail, and they probably have other things they do too.
So it is, and I think that there's obviously regulations and rules, but then there's the unspoken stuff that we'll never completely understand, but that happens. But I do think that all of it, including that, needs to be
well, to know what to know what we should be expecting from our local
right.
police, we
right.
need to understand
these
other
yes.
pieces.
Yes.
Otherwise, we may not be expecting enough, or we might be expecting too much.
Correct. And I know it's been a conversation on the state level, too, about, like I said in the beginning, about how fewer people covering more geographic area have greater responsibility to respond. Sometimes it's tough.
Thank you.
And very much can mean you don't get the coverage you need when you need it. All right. More to come.
Yes, I will talk to you.
Okay, perfect. FY25, end of year, financial report. So I had a great meeting last week?
Yep.
Last week with Hilma and Dave, accountant Dave. And we spent numbers of hours going through, wasn't the last report because it didn't have the last checks that were written to people, but 2 weeks in, whatever the date of that was. Hold on. So it was dated 6:30, but then all of the checks that were written that or invoicing that came in that last week would have been paid out in the next payment. So I haven't seen that one yet, but we went through all of the general budget and all of the special accounts, and really went through and looked at why things had deficits and why things had extra money, because both could be, bring up a question. We made lots, point we found lots of little like errors or little places where this should have, maybe was recorded wrong, or it may have been submitted wrong. Nobody really knows why, but we figured things out, where things needed to be re-entered into different accounts when necessary. And then Dave was going to do all of that, submissions, all the corrections, and then he's going to, and then pay the last set of invoices that came in, payroll and everything, and then send out a fresh set of eyes on everything. And I'll have to look at it again, because I'm sure some things will get missed, because we have tons and tons of notes and marks and highlights that we talked about. My assumption is that there won't be a lot of extra money laying around from the budget. And I think there will be enough to cover the line items that really do legitimately did go over, like some of the snow accounts, the winter accounts that legitimately went over. I think there's some legitimate savings in some other line items to cover some of those issues. We did find some areas that we're going to have to look at for when we budget next year that we just maybe didn't budget enough. A couple areas that were probably had incorrect amounts that we put in to begin with that should have been looked at a little differently. We had a little bit of overage in FICA that we're looking at, because we had some salary changes, that type of thing. We had some health insurance. We had some extra money in health insurance because we had a period of time where Jeff left, where Kyle was covering with no health insurance. So we do have some, those are legitimate things that happened. And then, so I felt good after the meeting. I thought we accomplished a lot. Like I said, I think the things will level out. I don't know that, like I said, there's gonna be a lot of money left over. I do, we talked about all the special projects that I started working on a couple of years, trying to figure out where the money came from, what it could be used for. We went through a bunch of those again. I think after this year, we will really have a pretty clean special projects list. A lot of the things are gonna be cleaned up. It's gonna look good. Not a lot of extra money, but it's gonna look good.
That counts.
We did find some interesting items on here that do have some monies in them that have been sitting in some accounts for many, many years in the special projects. And Hilma is gonna make a list of those. Actually, it's funny. The list is gonna go to Nancy. So that she can see if she can find out why that money is sitting where it is. Kind of do the homework to find what the rules were about these pots of money that are sitting there for 20-something years, and see if we can revisit how we can redisperse that money into something that makes sense for us today instead of it sitting there.
Yeah, unforgotten, unloved.
Yeah. So that's something we're going to try to do this next year.
Great.
What else? No huge chunks of money that I can say are going to be freed up, but maybe a couple little ones. I did actually have a little thought about one piece of chunk of money that we found, that if it really is not used someplace, maybe we could figure out a way to use it for some overhead doors or something. I try, when I make recommendations, I really try to say, okay, well, if this money was meant for, say, that, like we did last year, these chunks of money were all for Sawyer Hall or Community Hall, but for the projects that we've already finished,
yeah.
Then I try to say, let's take those chunks of money and make it a new account, Community Hall, Sawyer Hall account.
Right.
So at least the intention for which it's close, you know, we're not taking that money and using it on someplace else.
Right.
We're using it where we hoped to be using it. And we just luckily finished the job and had some money left over. Mm-hmm. just through my notes real quick, see if there's anything major else. I don't think so.
Just a question of procedure.
Yep.
What the law requires, let's say theoretically you found a big chunk of money in one pot, it was unspent. If you wanted to use it for something else, you would have to have an SDM to do that?
It depends on what the money is sitting in, what account. Certain accounts, yes, do require that. Other accounts are at the discretion of the select board.
Do we know what that?
I would say that any monies that we're looking at right now are discretionary accounts that we could possibly take some out. There's some monies that were set aside for some like, for instance, I have an example. Extra money in a account, which we have. We have one and maybe two. Extra money in an account that was an account that was raised and appropriated by taxation, right? We asked the taxpayers as part of taxation to buy a leaf blower for the road,
right.
And we have $1,700 left in that account.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the appropriate thing is to go back at the next meeting, whether it's an SDM or an ATM, and ask the taxpayers to transfer that back into the account we took it at, which was a stabilization account.
Right?
Right? So that's an example of where, yes, that should be moved out. $20 left in account because in a not one that was asked for by the tax by a vote, but an account that was set up, a grant that came in for road washout, and there's $20 left in it because there was some mathematical error that Jeff made years ago. Something like that, we could say, okay, well, let's just let that go into, let's close it, and the select board could vote that out and say, let's close that out, and it could go into free cash or go someplace like that. Something like that is okay. Money that's appropriated for a specific purpose and raised by the taxpayers, no, we shouldn't be doing it.
Right. Okay,
even though I think you possibly can, I don't think we should be. But I think that there's a way that you can.
So once money goes back into stabilization, in order to bring it back out of stabilization, that has to happen at ETM, right? So it goes back to the voters' control.
Correct.
Which I think is critical.
Correct.
So, okay, just wanted to make sure I was thinking.
So monies that come out of stabilization or monies that are raised by the voters, then uh-huh. Yes, I think those need to go back.
Yep. Agreed.
And any big chunk of money should go. There aren't any of those. There are people at home, there are no big chunks of money.
So this is where you
that I can very much tell you, because I would have been coming into this meeting saying, hallelujah!
These are all examples of what you're finding in the prior.
Yes. Hallelujah! I would have been like,
right.
We can buy doors and generators and
dryer change.
Filter money. Couch cushion money.
Right.
You don't laugh about that. Did I already tell you this? I am notorious for leaving money in my jeans pocket at work. From work, because if I stop at a store or whatever,
sure.
And I only had a 10, and this, whatever,
sure.
Put the rest in my pocket, and then I wash it, I launder my money.
Mm-hmm.
And then if my rule is if
you
I
launder
find,
your money,
launder my money. If I find laundered money, yes, everyone. If I find laundered money in my dryer, it goes into this little bucket that's in the laundry room,
mm-hmm.
And then that's vacation money.
Right.
We have some pretty nice vacations, so we must.
I do it all the time. I do it all the time. What I really get excited for is if, like, I had a $50 bill or something, and I watch that.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh, 50. But I put it in the bucket, and I don't count. I just keep putting
it
in there.
Just put it in until it's full.
Yeah, the bucket's full, and I'm like, let me see how much money I have in that bucket.
So let's see where we're going. That's fun. But I never use cash anymore.
Well, I use this for I don't know, it's exciting. It's like found money, that's all I can say.
Absolutely.
It's a stupid game I play with my old Brian that day. So more to come on that. We'll get the new ones out as soon as Dave gets them to me. Transfer station attendant. So this is a real problem. Tomorrow it'll be covered by Steve. Is Steve doing it tomorrow?
Is he going to do it all day?
But he's not doing Saturday.
Okay, he's not doing Saturday. So Tyson said he figured out whether he or somebody from the garage covers it. He said he was going to make sure it's not closed on Saturday. So.
Because I don't know when my grandchild's going to be along. So
that's right.
She's going in to be induced on tomorrow. So maybe we'll see what happens. So I'm kind of
standby.
And I can't go to work at the transfer station and say, well, gotta go.
Right.
People are not going to love that.
We do have a application that came in to Tyson, and I have not talked to him about this at all, so I don't know where anything stands. But
wow.
Is that on the list of things?
Yeah, I guess it was. Well, yes. Noah and Tyson did chat about this application, and they both, I guess, know the person.
Dan?
I don't know.
Okay.
I did not. At any rate, they feel comfortable with the person.
Okay.
Just so you know that that's it's not a...
So I would assume it's this application that Tyson gave me? It's Dan Richter. You know Dan Richter?
I do.
Do you know Dan Richter? Okay.
Oh!
It's Dan Richter.
Do you know Dan Richter?
I do.
And his little dog, Fraulein?
I don't know the dog.
It's Big Dan the Tile Man.
It is Dan Dan the Tile Man.
Yep. My neighbor.
It is yes. Dan Dan the Tile Man. Yep.
He did the tile in my parents' living room 9 years ago. Good work.
So that's why I added this in here, because we really are in a bind with this. So I feel that this is on the level of emergency.
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't even looked at it yet, but yes. I guess he's driving the food.
He does Meals on Wheels.
Thank you.
Like 2 or 3 days a week.
He does.
Or he used to. I assume he still does.
Oh yes, delivering meals right here. So, I was comfortable knowing that pretty much everybody knew who he was. Putting it out and saying, here's the resume. I would be good at voting to offer him the position if Tyson and Thelma could work it out. That was what I was going to throw out there as an option, but. It's been out posted for a while. Nobody's been showing interest.
Don't we get recommendations?
Well, not usually on this, but we can.
For any?
Always. Yeah.
For any employee. Don't we get references to be
checked? That's what I said. I'm okay with if they can work it out.
Okay.
Get through all that kind of homework and it checks out. He does. It's quarried.
Yeah, all that
quarried,
stuff.
Quarried, and I think you have both of them when you do Meals on Wheels. I'm not sure. Might just be quarried. I'm not sure. But yeah, whatever we want to tell them to do, they can do it. And they can work it. What are you laughing about? Yeah. See? Honesty. Right there. Honesty.
Oh, yeah. He's an honest guy.
And everything's on a trial, 3-monther. We can
sure.
Have him do the legwork. And, going on to
a motion?
Sure, if you're comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So I make a motion, we offer, is that what we're saying? Yeah, so we offer Deb Richter the position of highway transfer station attendant.
So sorry, I'll get there.
Pending.
Pending Helma and Tyson making it work out.
Reviewing
everything that needs to be reviewed, dotting all the I's, crossing the T's.
And it
for a probational 3 month period.
Yeah. That's the only thing we don't have is a rate. So she'll have to get us back at that. We'll have to re-vote it. But.
Oh, okay. But at least we're giving approval to move forward on this.
Yeah. You want to second that?
I will second that motion.
Any further conversation? Oh, all those in favor?
Lisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Bob, an aye.
Sorry, the rate.
We don't.
Okay.
Whatever we have
that in the motion.
Helma's going to have to tell us what the current rate is, and then we're going to have to discuss it probably.
That would have been in the budget. So
yeah, it has to be a rate not exceeding the budget. But I don't know, like what if it starts lower. I don't have that stuff. I didn't expect to be talking about this tonight.
Well, it's a gift to have it.
I wanted to approve it
so we're not waiting another 2 weeks to have an attendant. So that's why we're kind of pushing it through a little bit. So
you want me to talk with her about it and come up with a reasonable rate? Is that right?
Yeah, based on Robin and Hilma's
rate assessment.
There you go. Salary.
Hourly.
Yeah.
Okay.
May I mention something about this position?
Yeah, of course you can.
So I was learning a little bit about it in that the position is paid from, what time is the transfer station open?
At eight?
Yeah, 8 to 4, 9 to 5.
So whatever the opening and closing times, what has happened is that you have people waiting for you, and come 8 o'clock, man, they want to be able to come in and start, but the salary position only starts at when that gate is open. There's not enough time built into the salary for the person to get there early, set things up, get things open, and then be ready to receive people at 8 o'clock. And then same for closing, when the gates need to close at 4 or 5 o'clock, then that person needs to spend 15, 20 minutes to shut everything down. And those both on both opening and closing, that is unpaid time. So I would like for us to consider adding a half hour to the salary position so that there's time to open and close and it's not someone giving the time away.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So that was shared with you.
Yeah.
I know Lee would talk about that.
Yeah, so Lee told me about last summer, so. I thought that made sense. People need to be paid for their time.
Well, I never was, because of conflict of interest.
Right, I know. When you suck,
so
you
I can do it free.
You're always doing it for free. You're so nice.
No, I'm not.
You're so nice.
I've kept free line on saying I find stuff. I got paid. And scrap.
I know. I love looking in the metal bin to see what's in there.
That's
it's
what I
so
do.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
But what's in there,
store,
right?
Cool.
Some people like the job because of that.
Yeah. I've
never been there.
Oh, I know.
Well, I've been there, but not to do anything.
Oh, fine. Good stuff.
I still would love to be trained at some point, but
feel free, Dan Richter.
It's after this event, maybe.
Let's see. What else? That was what I asked.
So how do we make that so? How do we
add the extra? I'll have to ask her how much money we have.
Okay.
And the math.
So
I mean, we've obviously had some savings because we haven't had anybody for a little bit.
Right.
So maybe those handful of days that we didn't, I don't know, I'll have to look at it and make sure we don't go over the budget.
Right.
We'll have to see what's left.
So
do that, or do you change the hours?
Because it wouldn't be...
You change it to opening at 8:15 and are closing at, you know...
3:45 or whatever.
Because that's the other way around it.
Right. We'll have to see what...
I know I subbed at least 4 times last year, so that might be there.
Well, actually, no, it's not, because now we're in a new... That's what I was just saying. That means we're only July. We have a clean slate.
So you need to sub a few more times now.
We'll have to see.
How about it, Barbie? You want to sub? Great job.
We'll have to see what... I don't remember what we started as versus what...
Oh, it's fun. You get to smash things, run compactors. Great way to take out your brushes.
Do you want to remind you about that? Or yes?
So are you going to vote on Elisa's motion?
Oh, we never finished.
Well, that's because we were still discussing. Yeah. Are we done? Because you wanted to have that.
Oh, that's right. That was all me.
Yeah. Are you done?
I am now done. Thank you.
All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye. Okay. So that'll all be part of... And then when it's all cleaned up and we have a real rate, we'll have to revoke the thing anyways.
I know, but...
At least we're moving forward. Because the town would not be happy if we keep closing the transfer station on Saturdays. Okay, next week. Oh, mail. I don't have a mail list.
It's not that complicated.
Mail part one.
Part one. Do we have to?
You've got things to sign.
Okay, so yes. Memorandum of Understanding. This is our agreement between Franklin County Solid Waste Management District and the Town of Heath. This is pretty much standard protocol. It's the first item in your mail number one. So,
and our fees for this year.
I will need a motion to accept and sign a memorandum of understanding between by and between the Franklin County Solid Waste Management District and the Town of Heath regarding hauling of recyclables and hauling of disposal of solid waste, hauling disposal of bulky waste, and hauling and disposal of scrap metal and appliances.
So moved.
Second.
This will be dated today, most likely. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye. So we'll sign that afterwards. All your info's there to read it.
Do we have to do another?
Yep.
Okay.
Now I need a motion to accept and sign the Memorandum of Understanding by and between the Franklin County Solid Waste Management District and the Town of Heath regarding third-party inspection of the town's municipal transfer station.
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye.
And then?
Memorandum of Understanding between Franklin County Solid Waste Management District and the Town of Heath.
Oh, and about the special events.
This is all the special events. Household hazardous waste. September 20th. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Further discussion? All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye. Okay.
Very good.
Then we have proposed a pickleball clinic in August. So Parks and Rec would like to run a pickleball clinic. This is the weekend of August 23rd and 24th at the gym here, as a fundraiser for a matching park grant that the committee is applying for to resurface the court in the Heath Center. And Elisa asked some questions.
I did.
How do people sign up? and how much. Free sign-up through Sign-Up Genius, and there's a suggested donation of $20 for the group sessions and $35 for semi-private. If there would be a donation jar. Now, there's going to be a professional pickleball registry instructor.
Yep.
Who will give the clinic indoors here.
Whew.
Donating your time, so thank you. And do we know there's no other happenings on the 23rd and the 24th?
So I can look that up real quick, but I do want to note that Jonathan's program,
it's not.
I think
it's
Pat mentions in here that they are done on the 10th.
Oh, okay.
She does mention it in her email.
That's the only thing I thought of because they're always here in August, so I never get the dates.
So yes, HIPAA ends on August 10th, so it can be done.
Oh yeah, yeah,
not
yeah.
No problem.
Okay, okay.
So what is this August 1?
23rd and 24th.
And I'm assuming she's spoken to Lyra
about. Sure she wouldn't have done this without.
I know sure that she wouldn't have, but I can look that up.
Number of persons in each time slot, limited from 4 to 6. White lines painted. August. With your permission. Oh, so they want white lines painted too.
Yeah, I don't know why they need to be painted instead of tape.
Probably because when you slide over them, the tape comes up.
Yeah.
When you're like sliding your feet and stuff, I like that. I can see.
So, was there any consultation with him about that? I know she's talking about Tyson would help with it, the highway department would help with it, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
About Tim, so we can make that kind of a condition.
Yeah.
And I'm looking up these August dates right now, 23rd. Nothing else actually. The pickleball clinic is already registered for those dates, so they've reserved it at this time. And
okay.
The other thing happening on Saturday is library hours, and that is it.
Okay. Well, I'm okay with this. And yeah, I think as far as painting the lines, people do this all the time. This is what they do.
How do you get paint up them off?
Well, it's stains, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's like lining. I mean,
it's like the basketball court.
Yeah,
why
didn't they do that?
Because it was really a trial in the beginning, remember, to see if
was
it actually going to kind of take off, or people going to get really into this or not.
And
yes,
they also didn't know if it was going to be one court or two.
Right.
Initially, they really wanted
like
two, but they said, let's try one first, because it seemed kind of tight for two.
So
it
is
definitely
this not going to be two courts?
I doubt it. I think it's definitely too tight, but you'd have to talk to Pat about that.
Yeah, there was a lot of in the beginning, it was trial. But
yeah.
Apparently it's working.
Apparently.
Which is great.
It's super.
But I'm fine with it. And I'm fine with the lines, because this is what I'm saying. Gyms have lines all the time put in them. As long as they're done professionally. I should change that. In a professional manner.
And I know that Pat would
oversee
it properly.
And I do think Tim should be just in the community.
And I would like Tim involved in it.
Yeah, that's a good add. What about you?
I'm fine with it.
Good?
Yes.
Okay. So, Emma would say we need to vote.
Okay, so I make a motion that we approve the proposed pickleball clinic in August on the 23rd and 24th as a fundraiser for Parks and Rec. With the consideration of having Tim brought into the conversation about painting lines on the gym floor.
Yep.
I will second that.
Further discussion, questions? All in favor?
Lisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye. That's really nice.
That's super duper.
I also like the cross, having the fundraiser here to support the center. That's good. I like that. That's a good thing.
That's good. It is good.
I can think of a time that that would be discussed.
Okay, what else?
My communications with Chief John.
Oh, that's where they were.
So you can look back at those if you'd like to.
Nurse report.
Yep. June 20. Oh, she's got the wrong date on there.
Oh.
Typo.
Whoops.
And is that it?
Oh,
the recycling expenses. And then Senator Mark's district office hours, staff office hours, Hampshire County, Franklin County, Buckland, July 8th
and
July 22nd, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. for anyone interested.
At Town Hall in Shelburne.
And packet two, mail two was something we already is. All right, so something we haven't discussed tonight, which will be on the calendar for the next meeting, because we're gonna meet hopefully with Parks and Rec. And this is some of the communications that have been ongoing about the trail issues that we need to deal with. Select Board needs to work our way through with CONCOM on the trails. So I'm just gonna keep feeding you guys the information. You'll see that I'm in a pretty long conversation with Mike Pichiera. I sent you another update today, and I'll just keep sending those to you so you can try to stay involved in real time.
Okay.
As best as you can. Mm-hmm. Brian is going to send me some pictures and a little update of what he sees as the issues and what the possible plan is. And we'll just have to take care of it when it comes to us. So my assumption is we'll have to file some, do some permitting, file some forms, and do a little work. But I really don't know that because I asked the chair of the Conservation Commission, and they don't even really know yet. So once they figure that out, they'll let us know.
All right, but it's moving forward. I know they were going to meet, and they got rained out, and then I think they met.
No, I think they're going to try to do it tomorrow now.
Is it tomorrow now?
Okay. Yeah, it was going to be maybe last night, but then they were afraid of thunderstorms, and then tonight, afraid of thunderstorms. I don't know if they're coming or not. Maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
Mike's away this week. Mike Gutierrez away. He was actually going to see if someone else from Parks and Rec could go. I think he said that in one of the notes I sent you guys. I don't know if you got a chance to read everything.
Oh, I did read everything.
It's kind of confusing.
It is a little confusing, and yeah.
There is definitely a lack of written communications on many groups' faults, so it's a little hard to follow things. Before we actually meet, I'm going to try to make a timeline when I figure it all out, but even I'm still having a hard time.
But
I will try to pull it all together.
At this point, is it time well spent? I mean, we know this
yes.
is an issue. They're going to go look at it. We're going to move forward.
We're going to move forward. I think, though, to bring it to full circle and to close it, we should at least have it all in one document.
Okay.
It's very messy right now.
It's very messy. There's a lot of missing stuff.
Yeah.
That we're not
I think
have.
I have it in my head, though, pretty clear. Other than what we're actually
dealing with,
got to do.
Because yeah.
nobody seems to know that, interestingly enough.
Mm.
So, I do very much believe at this point, this is, if there is an issue that the Conservation Commission has with the town of Heath, they need to bring it to the Select Board, and the Select Board is responsible to take care of it.
Yep.
That's what we'll do.
Okay.
I will make sure that you, I know you've gotten it once in your emails, the current Parks and Rec charge and overview, so you can look at that before the meeting. because we'll talk about that.
Was that recently sent out?
Not recently sent out.
Okay,
I have it in my pile, so I'll make sure that you get a fresh copy of it. But I take it out to make sure I remember to send it to you guys.
Okay.
So I'll make sure you have that for the meeting, and we'll talk about their charge, talk about what they're doing, talk about the trail stuff, make a plan. Hopefully, by then, we're going to know what we need to do, so we can actually make a plan to move forward with whatever work we got to do.
What
seems
else?
Like Mike's pretty amenable to that from the conversations, but we'll see.
Here's another thing that would be helpful to have if Parks and Rec is actually going to come in, is the outline of the town parks that had come up at last meeting that Helen was going to work on, I think.
So, we can
so that will be important, not only for our tree warden who requested it, but also helpful when we're talking about Parks and Rec.
Yep.
If you remember what I'm talking about.
Yep.
I do.
Okay. So next meeting, the appointment we'll have will be Parks and Rec. And then we're basically gonna follow the same thing again.
Well, we have a bunch of things that we were saying. Next meeting.
We're going to do all of these again. We got to do Salt Shed. We got to do Sawyer Hall. We got to do the doors if I have something by then. We've got to do the Hilltown View. The police, will drop that off and we'll come back to that.
Okay.
Because we'll come back to that in a couple months with police and fire.
Okay.
I'm hoping I'll have the year-end financials to review those again. Barbara?
You're saying next week. Is it
next
week?
Meeting.
It's in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
I just want to make sure
next meeting.
Understand. Thank you.
Transfer station attendant, we'll have to do that,
So we have Parks and Rec coming in, or CONCOM, or both?
No, this is just Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec?
It's just us and Parks and Rec.
Great.
No, I think that if CONCOM, like I said, if there's an issue that needs to be taken care of, they can put that, they'll have that in writing for us at the next meeting, and one of the things we can discuss with Parks and Rec is how we're going to handle it. And, you know, who's doing what, and how it's getting done, and when it's getting done, and who's paying.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have a plan, and we'll be on following. We'll do the follow-up. We might be doing the work. I don't know.
Probably. This is it. Maybe I'll figure it out.
So all of those same things. Did we have anything else that you had written down that we said we were
going to do? No, the topics are correct, but then the subcategories, we're going to be talking about things a little more in detail. So.
Yeah.
So that's what I made there.
I understand that tomorrow, assuming Noma's back to work, they're going to be doing a lot of transfer of stuff into the dumpster.
Dumpster
filling.
And I might actually try, Kyle and I are going to come over at some point one of these nights and try to take some of the outside stuff too.
Oh, you mean here?
Yeah.
Bring it over.
I know the highway department's going to do some, but I don't mind doing some
and
too.
And there are
pictures
now.
I did confirm. The reason why I asked you for just this picture
is
I wanted to send it to Jonathan and Laura and say, is this correct? Because I want to use it as my guide when I come over here.
Right.
So
and they said, yes, this is correct.
There was a second page that had other pictures on it too.
But these are the only things.
Oh, they were staged. They were staged.
Right.
Okay.
I just wanted to focus on the outside.
And Jonathan came in while I was there, and he reiterated that yes, that was the list of all the different things.
Yes.
And he was quite clear. So it sounds like it's going to.
I didn't want to take things. Couldn't quite remember it all. That's why I wanted your pictures.
Right, that's why I was taking
with
pictures.
With these nice
notes.
Little notes, and then I could say to them, is this correct? Because if it is, this is what I'm going from.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I can come up and grab stuff too.
You got fair stuff, so.
Yeah, and but then I'm on dad duty from Friday to Saturday.
Sure, he loves that.
Yeah, dad duty. really hard connection. But I have a pickup, so I can always come grab some stuff.
Okie dokie. What else? Barbara.
Could you return to the RFP situation? I just am curious about, so you only got one
so far,
bid.
One official.
And I know there wasn't a deadline date, but I'm just wondering what the plan is. Like, at what point do you say, okay, now it's closed, or do you consider reissuing it with a different minimum bid, or I'm wondering what the next steps are. I mean, it's possible, for instance, that spaces in Sawyer Hall, maybe there's people that have interest but could not afford or weren't interested in paying the level of rent that was required. The other thing was that I read through, you know, it was published on the town webpage, and I was kind of surprised at the description of who would be favored as a tenant. The whole slant of that, it seemed, even though it didn't say these are the only types of uses we would consider, you know, arts organizations, community organizations, cultural organizations. If I were an applicant, like for instance, if I was a CPA and I was looking for an office space to do my work, I would read that and not feel as though you would be considering me as a tenant. I mean, it seemed kind of...
Yeah, no, I think that one of the things next week when we talk, 2 weeks, next meeting, 2 weeks, that we talk about is whether, you know, whether we have to reissue, especially since nobody responded for Sawyer Hall.
Right.
I mean, I think the answer to that is yes, we do have to, and how do we have, like, I'm not...
There's a lot of levels.
The more I've looked at it and thought about it, I don't know that I'm sold on the process of how we determine them anyways, the points type of thing. On some level, I always find sometimes that simple is best, right? So you throw something out there. There's a whole long conversation period that can take place to weed out or not accept anything that we don't want.
Right, given that you have the power to say no.
Right. Or negotiate with people. There's all that opportunity. So, no, I think it's a valid conversation that we'll have in 2 weeks as to whether, you know, how can we make it more attractive to try to open the door to more people. And I don't really know. One of my questions tonight was going to be, Afilma, where did this actually go out to?
Right, that's the other level
that.
Of how to get the
right.
word out, and
right.
yeah.
I think that on some level we have to, when it comes to the space here, if we don't, we can't just wait forever, months and months. We have an agreement with someone that ends in the end of August. So we have to make a decision, the select board, whether we're going to extend that again on a monthly basis or have something in place by that time. That's kind of like a deadline. Seeing how that group did answer the RFP and met every requirement,
yep.
basically, of it.
Yep.
And they fall right into...
The other question is there a better time to hear the studies out?
I don't know if there is.
In summer is usually time. I don't know.
I think it's the audience is limited. That's what I think the issue is. I don't necessarily know that it's the time of year as much as the audience, where it's made it to. Who sees it? I asked about Wanda. I don't know if it went to her thing or not. You should ask her.
Anyway, I just was curious.
No, we have to continue that conversation. That's my...
Wouldn't we love to see more energy back in the center of town? That would be great, and the buildings paying for themselves. And
yeah. It's funny, Barbara, because one of the things that in the process, and this will happen when we really look at the budget as a group up here and start talking about it, as you look at those numbers in the budget, we do need something in the center of town to help
defray expenses.
Not going to offset everything. Let's be realistic. That's not going to happen.
But it can defray.
But you've got to have some. Right. We were lucky. We have two entities. One entity will be done at some point, though. We know that. Davenport will be gone.
Yep.
That's a nice little.
Did Wilma say there was something about there's going to be the road bridge thing happening or something?
Oh yeah, maybe. I don't remember.
That might follow up.
I talked it up, and I think that there were some people who potentially were interested, but I think that the minimum bid discouraged them. It was out of their range. I mean, that's this, who knows? That's this much information. That's this little tiny slice. So it doesn't mean it isn't worth it. I'm just saying.
But that's like I think that if somebody had heard, if you had heard, or anybody, that someone had some type of interest but they didn't feel like they could effectively respond to that request, they should still send in a letter of interest.
Like we just heard of you from Karen.
Right, we did get one, ironically.
Yeah. But I think a lot of people, when they look at that formal process, that whole RFP process, for someone who's not a business person or whatever, they look at it, it's kind of intimidating. They're like, well, I don't meet these criteria and I can't afford this, so, and then they just, they.
Right. We can certainly issue it back out and with clarifications, we can pull it all together, we can start it. We could issue it out with clarifications. We could reissue it, extend it. It doesn't have a deadline.
Right.
But we certainly could put a cover sheet to it and send it back out and encourage people, maybe try to answer to some of those concerns that people might have in the form of an addenda to it.
A cover letter or something.
I think the cover letter. I don't know that anybody would get to the addenda.
Well, no, it enters it as the beginning of it.
Okay.
You know, it becomes the beginning. It's like a change. It announces.
Okay.
It's the formal process.
Addenda usually
go
at the back.
No. It stays at the front.
In the legal.
In the process of an RFP.
Okay. See.
Or a bid or any of those type of things. The addenda comes out as a clarification to questions that get answered about that, and then it becomes the front runner, basically, and it tells people. As you read this, these are some of the questions people have had, and these are our responses back to it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, cover letter, whatever.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, it's a good point that's in my mind, kind of bouncing around. Because I'm a little surprised. I did think that maybe somebody would have some interest in Sawyer Hall.
There's some great spaces there.
Yeah.
Great spaces.
Again, I think it's audience. I think the audience that are seeing it is not necessarily
what we want. Because upstairs, a couple years ago, there seemed to be some interest within the Shelburne artist community of artists needing space, and that upper room in Sawyer would be perfect.
It is. The light is great.
So I'm not sure this made it to our community in Shelburne. So I'm going to
People that I spoke to who were put off by the process and the cost were artists. So, and I was like, it's a great space. I mean, it's a wonderful space.
Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of light.
Yeah.
Anyway. But I mean, to speak to your point, Barbara, I actually questioned that when we were reviewing the RFP, going, wait a minute,
can, someone can't just use this for office space? And just wanted, oh, yes, of course they can. I'm like, wow.
But
that,
it
that wasn't my first read. I didn't understand that.
Right, no, that wasn't the way it came across.
Right. So
it seemed very, very specific, which... Even though you know you're flexible, I'm not convinced
right.
that someone reading it would know that.
We could resend out just Sawyer Hall. Maybe it gets lost in the mix too.
That might be
Sawyer
great.
Hall could become its own send out and be very simple and easy. It's a different type of setup. It's not with municipal space technically. It's with a post office,
right?
And.
It would simplify the RFP, that is just right.
We could take a minimum out, just so people make an offer. Because again, you can say no if you don't want it. It's not enough. Or you can negotiate. Someone can
right.
come in and say, I only want to spend $250. And through the conversation back and forth, you say, okay, well, we can do it, but it's going to be $300. Or whatever. I don't know.
Right.
Picking
right,
some
right.
numbers out of my head.
No.
Nothing specific.
Anyway, I don't mean to hold you up. I just wanted to at least... plant seeds.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I was not concerned, but it did strike me that it could be an issue having both of them going out together. Because I think they have a different
overwhelming
scenario to them.
Yep.
Well, a different story and a different situation.
Yeah.
Right. They're two different vibes.
Totally.
What else for tonight? Other than signing some documents.
That's it.
I'm gonna miss the Heath Fair.
I can't even talk about that right now, Robbie. And you're just annoyed about it as I am.
My whole summer is messed up because of one computer error on a weekend.
All right, so
that's it. I can have a motion to adjourn, at 6:49.
I make a motion we adjourn at 6:49 p.m.
I will second that motion.
All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robin, aye.
Kathy, aye.